Welcome to Rain It In. This is Matt.
And I'm Rachel.
I thought you were saying something next.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Here we go. The thing that I'm saying next is, so this is Minisode. We are opening our second snack box. We do not know what country it's from, so everything's going to be a surprise. We're not going to try every snack this time because, like we said, it's Minisode. We don't want to, bore you by our snacking, but we are going to get into some trivia.
Yeah. All right. So let's open up the box. And we don't know where it's from, right?
Nope.
I didn't really look. It might have sent the emails. I purposely didn't check. Ooh, oh.
Thailand.
Yeah, nice. You've been to Thailand.
No, I haven't. I've been to Malaysia.
Oh, that's right. That's different.
Yep.
So, yeah, again, we've got a bunch of snacks in here. Looks like we've got a couple salty, crispy things. We've got, ooh, a fried shrimp with salad cream flavor. Rachel's excited about that one.
That is not for me.
We're going to try it. Another banana thing.
Right.
Coconut roll with natural banana. Ooh. Ooh, that looks good.
Sticky rice with coconut cream and mango.
Yeah, that one sounds good. And then we've got some gummies.
It doesn't say what flavor it is, does it? That's Japanese on there.
Yeah, that is gummy. But it does say general candy company limited Thailand.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely Japanese writing.
It's vegan.
All right.
So I don't know what that is, though. That's maybe Thai. And that's maybe...
No, that's also Japanese.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. All right. Anyway, so we're going to figure out which two we're going to look at. We're going to look at some trivia.
Yep.
We're going to try two.
This is gummy lime salt, just by the way.
Oh, gummy lime salt. And then there's also, because this is, I guess, the little yum bag, they give you a little packet of other little things.
All right. Taking a break?
Yep. All right, so we've had a moment to check out the box. Mm-hmm. I think my bigger surprise one of these was the sweet garlic.
Yeah, we've got sweet garlic chips that also say they're spicy.
Yeah, we're not going to try those today because we're just going to limit to probably three. Mm-hmm. We're going to try the fried shrimp roll with salad cream flavor.
Yeah, I'm not
really excited about
that.
This one. You are, and then we're going to try. What does it say in there? It said something like, oh, heartbeat, gummy, lime.
Yeah, it's a lime gummy. Salty lime gummies.
So we'll try those. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. And then we're going to do the coconut roll with natural banana.
Yeah. The other two, we definitely want to hang on to the My Napa sticky rice coconut cream and mango, because that one just sounds like it's going to be really good. Not surprising, though, right, for Thai food. It's like combinations of flavors, right? Like that's such a stupid comment.
Yep.
That's what everything is. But like salt and sour. And
sour is a really common flavor in
salt
Thai food.
And sweet. Yeah, right. Like those contrasting flavors. They all sound pretty good. And then Rachel's got some trivia for us. Should we start with tasting one and then a question, or should we ask a question and then taste one?
We should ask a question and then taste one.
All right.
So we're going to start with this question. There's a famous Thai restaurant located A, in a cave, B, in an underwater dome, C, in the treetops, D, underneath a waterfall. Mm. I'm going to vote treetops.
Yeah, I was going to say treetops too.
We can both say that.
But we're not going to look at the answer until the end, right?
Oh.
That's what we did last time?
Yeah. All right, so...
That's the question.
Yep, that's the question.
So, for our listeners that want to play along.
Right. Famous Thai restaurant located in a cave, an underwater dome, treetops, or underneath a waterfall.
Okay. So there's a question. I'm going to go ahead and open up this.
I'm going to get my water ready.
Sea Roll Farm. Sea Roll Farm, I guess, is kind of what it is. Looks like it's a... What do we got? Does it give us information in there? It looks like it's a... maybe
it's a
corn... A tube of corn puff, maybe.
It is a potato stick wrapped in shrimp and mayo-flavored seaweed.
Okay.
When you woke up this morning, you probably didn't think that would be on the agenda, yet here it is. That is...
That's what it says?
The most accurate sentence I've read
today. Do you want the first
today.
Bite? Because it'll probably have less of the seaweed. But you got to get deep enough that you have to get some of the seaweed, though. It's not going to taste mayonnaise-y. It is definitely not mayonnaise. The faces are great.
It does taste mayonnaise-y.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tastes fishy. Tastes like
it
shrimp.
It tastes more like mayonnaise than shrimp to me.
I'm guessing you're not going for a second bite?
Mm-mm. That's all I need of that. The texture's nice.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just seaweed wrapped that was like, say, spicy, I'd go for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to go to Thailand. We've never been.
It's true. And Matt's never been to Southeast Asia. Like I said, I've been to Singapore and Malaysia, but I haven't been to Thailand.
Yeah, that's fun. All right, so
another question.
Yeah.
Misbehaving Thai police officers have to wear what as punishment? A, neon orange fedoras. B, Hello Kitty armbands. C, polka dotted jackets. D, banana leaf underwear.
Wow. And this is the one you know the answer to?
I do know the answer to this one. So what? I'm not going to say because I know the answer.
Okay, give me the question one more time.
Misbehaving Thai police officers have to wear what as punishment? Neon orange fedoras, Hello Kitty armbands, polka dotted jackets, banana leaf underwear.
Let's see. I'm going to go with banana leaf underwear.
Okay.
But
all right, I'm not going to say because I know.
Okay. I'm probably going to be 0 for 2 on these. All right, so next one, we're going for the...
We both said waterfall. Or no, we both said treetops for the last one. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. All right, so we're opening up the heartbeat...
Salty lime. Gummies.
Which are vegan. Mm-hmm. Vegan, made with real fruit juice. This one obviously has a bunch of English on it.
But not gelatin.
Ooh. They're kind of fun looking. They're like little gummy strips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Pretty tame, ultimately. Mm-hmm. It's got a slightly more medicinal lime flavor to it, maybe. Like a key lime. Or a Meyer lemon or something.
Yeah, it's good. It's not super salty.
Mm-mm. Not too sweet, not too sour.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. It's also fun to eat. Mm-hmm. It's bouncy. Mochi mochi.
I do like a bouncy food.
Since it's in Japanese on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I would eat those. Rather, we did eat those, but I would buy those.
Yeah, if I see them.
Although we'd never buy snacks. Really.
If I see them at Beaufort Highway, I would buy them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we should check the Thai snack aisle at Beaufort Highway.
Mm-hmm. After we decide what we like.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mayonnaise stick.
No. All right. What do we need for a break? Are we ready to dive right into this Thai coconut roll?
Let's do one more question.
Okay.
Thailand is the only country home to which of these animals? Red elephants, sand-eating tortoises, waterfall-climbing fish, hairless tigers.
I feel like it's one of the first two. One more time.
Thailand's the only country home to which of these animals? Red elephants, sand-eating tortoises, waterfall-climbing fish, or hairless tigers?
Well, a tortoise. What are you going for?
I'm going to go with red elephant.
Yeah. Are there red elephants? I don't know if I've come across red elephants. Okay, so this is from Suthera. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is. Fortunately, all of these have English titles as well.
Well, here's a good fact. Okay, not all fruits in Thailand are salty, unlike our salty lime thing that we just had. Some are sweet, and some are ghostly. According to Thai folk tradition, wild banana trees are haunted by a ghost woman named Nang Tani.
Huh.
That's why Thai folk refuse to grow the trees near their homes. So, let's eat a ghost snack.
Mm, all right. Some ghosty banana. Ooh, they look fun. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. They are little rolls. They're like little cookie rolls. And a couple of them are broken. Got two full ones. I thought there was going to be something gooey inside, but it's not.
They smell coconutty and nice.
It doesn't say filled. It just says with natural banana. Oh. Ooh. Yeah, what does that smell? It's like... It's not
coconut.
Sesame. Oh, coconut, of course. But it's like toasty good coconut.
Mm-hmm. Decidedly better banana treat than the British one.
Mm. More of a... I would put this more in a cookie category.
Mm-hmm.
what they kind of remind me of those cookie straws. Mm-hmm. Would actually maybe be good with a little bit of chocolate on one end.
Mm-hmm. It would.
What would you eat these with? Just like this?
Yeah. You can eat them with tea, I suppose.
Yeah, tea would be good. I don't know if I would buy these, but I'm glad I tried these. Mm-hmm.
If they had different flavors, I might try a different flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I really like the coconut. Mm-hmm. Want another one? Part of one.
These are kind of, they're kind of fragile.
They're kind of tube shrapnel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's hear some. Sorry for all the chewing, everybody. These are crunchy ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First question. Famous Thai restaurant located. We both said Treetops.
Yeah. Waterfall is my second choice.
The Suneva Kirti restaurant takes fine dining to crazy new heights, literally. Diners eat their meals in wooden pods suspended 36 feet up in the rainforest canopy. So we were both right. Mm. Waiters zipline to and from.
Really?
That seems
excessive.
Annoying. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second one.
It's probably not quite as dramatic as that makes it sound.
Misbehaving Thai police officers. Mm-hmm. You said banana leaf underwear.
Yeah. Polka dot coats.
Nope. If a police officer in Thailand parks illegally, arrives late to work, or is caught littering, they get a Hello Kitty armband.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's funny. I didn't think that would be... I guess maybe it's a little more masculine society than... Mm-hmm.
So, and I knew that from Toys That Made Us. Because there's a Hello Kitty episode. So, for those of you who like weird retro toy television shows.
Or Hello Kitty. Just check out the Hello Kitty episode. Yeah. The He-Man episode, funniest one.
He-Man was good, yeah. They're on Netflix, little hour-long documentaries about various different toys from our past. Mm-hmm.
And since we're all stuck inside watching TV, they have a sibling series, which is the Movies That Made Us, and the one about Dirty Dancing.
That was a good one, yeah.
Much more interesting than I imagined it ever would have been. Yep.
Okay, so last one. Which animals? You said red elephant. I said red elephant.
You said red elephant.
I said sand-eating tortoises. Waterfall climbing fish.
Oh.
2-inch long, completely blind fish species that is able to climb the walls of waterfalls. Huh. Much like salamanders.
Oh, maybe the climbing. Maybe it's a semantics thing. Because I was thinking of like the salmon.
Salmon, yeah.
Jump up the...
I guess climbing and jumping are different.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean... as anyone who has climbed or jumped knows, but...
quite a bit different. Yeah. and then we've also got, because this is like the Yum Box thing, again, not sponsored at all. They give you a little, like, yum bag of extra surprises.
Oh, right.
We don't know what's in these, do we?
Pineapple hard candy with salt center.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. That's those.
I'm not going to eat one of these on the air because you'll just hear me sucking.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that. But...
and then the other one... Rachel's favorite. Like, we're 2 for 2 here with...
is that one banana chew?
Yeah. Banana chew.
Banana-flavored candy. I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, it's better than mayonnaise-flavored fish snacks.
Fish snacks.
But
I'm going to go back to that fried fish snack after we get off this call. I also don't think it's going to last.
Steamed banana chew.
Interesting. That kind of indicates there might be 3 things? Or is that... oh, that's the salt and sour at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So,
Let us know if you've been to Thailand, where we should go, what things we should do.
Or if you have other snack suggestions.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. We promised an episode on iPad games. We've done our episode on cooperative games. We are, in a couple weeks, testing out one of those getaway things, which you may have seen advertised to you on your social media.
Yeah, maybe we should do it about that or something.
So we'll probably record one about that. They're not in every city, but like there are little getaway sort of tiny houses next to a bunch of different cities, including Atlanta. So we'll report back on that one.
Yep. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
You can check us out at anchor.fm/reinitin. That's spelled R-E-I-N-I-T-I-N. All one word, no spaces. And you can leave us a message there. You can also follow us at Instagram at reinitin_podcast or email us at reinitin@ssdpress.org, also spelled R-E-I-N-I-T-I-N at ssdpress.org. Thanks again to all of our friends and family for all the support and for putting up with us. Have a great day.